While eating, we spoke about how I wanted to diversify our business and bring on more clients who were working outside the sports environment we traditionally focused on. I was looking to shift focus to include entertainment and the new digital world that was taking over everything we do. Sophie Keisha has recently left her agent. She posted it on her Instagram page, was the reply my coworker gave to my long-winded spiel. Now, the name was familiar, but I did need a bit of prompting to see who this Sophie Keisha person actually was. So I pulled up her Instagram page and we started scrolling. For the next 30 minutes, as we perused her page, searching for signs that she could be a good fit for our business, I realised there seemed to be so much more to this person than a pretty face. Send her an email, my colleague suggested. What do you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. Hey Sophie, hope you're well. I read with interest that you don't currently have a manager. I would love to sit down with you and see what it was that didn't work with your last manager and if you are open to working with a management group. I've been an agent for 15 years and my company represents talent in a range of disciplines. Our office is in Melbourne, actually in Essendon. Let me know if you have any interest in having a chat over a coffee sometime. There's a great place right near our office that is perfect for a casual catch-up. Looking forward to hearing from you. Regards, Bruce. After lunch, we headed back to the office, and I was curious to see if the mysterious Sophie would email us back or if it would get lost in the digital ether, which so often happens. I have a rule that I often reflect on, especially in our line of work. When approaching a prospective client, I believe their response says a lot about the genuine chance of them becoming a part of our business. If they respond, thanks, but no thanks. They are either happy, can't be fucked taking another meeting, or content with the devil they know. If they respond that they would be happy to catch up for a coffee, then it's in our hands. They have likely looked over our website and social media platforms, have developed an interest in understanding how we can help them, and the game is ours to win or lose. At 4:08 p.m., I received a reply. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for getting in touch. Would be happy to have a coffee, and I'm an Essendon local. How good? What's next week look like for you? Thanks, Soph. I couldn't have known as we sat down for a coffee a few days later that I was meeting a woman who is not only an amazing talent, but also someone I now call one of my best friends. When Sophie talks about her family, her business, her relationships, or digital marketing, the energy and passion that bursts out of her is overwhelmingly infectious. But she's not all talk. Sophie is as studious as she is driven, always well researched and prepared for a balanced discussion or a convincing argument. Anyone who truly knows her will have experienced this firsthand and will no doubt be grinning at reading this. For me, the words authentic, honest, raw, and insightful come to mind when I think of Sophie Keisha. I could cite countless examples of times she displayed all these qualities, and you only need to visit her various social media platforms to experience any one of them. Her ability to build an audience of like-minded fans, followers, and friends who are equally as inspired as she is, that's an amazing skill, as is her knack for inspiring others, myself included, to be better, to do better, and to always challenge the status quo. It's a quality that should feature in a new world version of the classic How to Win Friends and Influence People. Then there was her, as the title suggests, takes the reader on a journey of exploration, maturation, human dynamics, love, and loss, as seen through the eyes of a young girl, an adolescent, a young mum and wife, a loving partner, and perhaps above all, a woman who is determined to be unbound by social norms. Sophie's ability to share her experiences and articulate them in a way that makes you feel you are there, living them alongside her, aligns with her expressive, unique, and creative way of storytelling, something those close to her are privileged to experience on a day-to-day basis. If you have enjoyed following Soph on social media or listening to her various podcasts, you will know her distinctive voice and you will love delving deeper into what has inspired this incredible lady and the experiences that have helped shape and transform her into the person she is today. It is now late 2021 and Sophie and I have been working together for more than 2 years. I could never have imagined that the woman who I met for a coffee back in 2019 would become such a loyal friend and supporter. She is someone who will support the people she loves unconditionally, refraining from any judgment, but is also willing to give feedback and keep you in check if it's required. When you find people like this, like Soph, and you happen to enjoy their company, you find yourself wanting to spend more time